Republican leaders in the House and Senate pushed through that special legislation I mentioned a moment ago to move the Terri Schiavo case to federal courts. But there are divisions among Republicans. Congressman Chris Shays, a Republican from Connecticut, says Congress has really no business interfering in this case because it's not a federal issue.
This is an issue that should be determined by the states. They take testimony. This state of Florida had determined that it was Terri Schiavo's wish that she not be sustained, and they attempted to carry out her wishes. And you had family members who disagreed with the decision petitioning the Congress of the United States on an individual case and saying that we should step in and make this a federal issue. I find that my fellow Republicans believe in states' rights unless they don't like the decision of the states. And I thought this was just a perfect example of that.
The argument that has been put forth is that this is a question of life and a question of death, and this is not a state issue. This is an issue that crosses state lines and matters to everyone.
Well, I mean, I think it's an issue of whether an individual can make this decision for him or herself. And in this case, the court determined that Terri did not want to be sustained. And I don't see how the federal government could provide better or greater insight. And if you're telling me that the federal government is going to step in and interfere with the decision of an individual, that would frankly scare the heck out of me.
You're quoted in the New York Times as saying, "This Republican Party of Lincoln has become a party of theocracy." Have some of your fellow Republicans and members of Congress spoken to you about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that some would disagree. I think there is a strong group within my own party that believes that the base is a very religious base and that we need to do things to satisfy this religious base. But in the process of doing that, I think they're creating bad law, and I think they are making the vast majority of Republicans concerned that we are focused on one part of the Republican Party to the detriment of a larger part.
Did you see that political memo that people spoke about circulating on Capitol Hill this last weekend, in which, whether you regard this as good law or not, the memo asserted this was good politics for the Republicans?
Well, you know, I heard of it. I didn't see it. But am I surprised by it? Absolutely not. Do I think it's accurate? I think it's accurate. I think that expressed part of the motivation of moving forward. I mean, the reason you can come to that conclusion is it's consistent with past actions of my own party. But it also is consistent given that there are so many other cases that we haven't stepped in to overturn a state decision because it wasn't a high-profile case. And if we're concerned about life, as we profess we are, then why are we turning our back on continents like Africa, where literally on a daily basis tens of thousands of people die? That is a fact. So if life is the issue, not politics, we would be doing a lot more throughout the world.
Christopher Shays is a Republican congressman from Connecticut. Mr. Shays, thank you.
Thank you.